Sacred and secular. It is a burdensome divide. We drive to and from work and feel guilty for taking time away from godly pursuits to earn money to feed our families. We spend our days disciplining children and wiping bottoms and wonder when we will have time again for God. The secular pieces of our lives weigh us down heavy, and we long to be lifted back up to the kingdom. What if this is not what God intended? Do all to the glory of God. All? Surely that is only hyperbole. Paul seems to anticipate our hesitation, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do. Eating and drinking to the glory of God. When we look to Jesus and the life that he lived, we see the same. All that he did was pleasing to the Father. In everything, he obeyed the Father's commands. God meant for all of life to be sacred, for the mundane as well as the important to be done in a way that glorifies him. By doing the work that God gives us as excellently as we can, we are bringing his kingdom rule into the space in which we live. When you are an excellent engineer, an excellent waiter, an excellent parent, when you do yard work and clean toilets and cook meals excellently, when you treat friends and store clerks and children excellently, you glorify God and work towards bringing his kingdom to earth. All those around you see the work that you do, and they notice. They notice when you have excellent work ethic, and they notice when you treat others excellently. People notice when a life is sacred, when all the pieces of a life are woven together into a sacred whole. God is glorified. A.W. Tozer in The Pursuit of God says this, quote, "Of such a one it may be said that every act of his life is or can be as truly sacred as prayer or baptism or the Lord's Supper." To say this is not to bring all acts down to one dead level. It is rather to lift every act up into a living kingdom and turn the whole life into a sacrament. End quote. To lift every act up, even the act of cleaning dirty toilets. This is what turns the whole of life into a sacrament. And a whole life? That is not burdensome at all. It is exactly how God intended for life to be lived, as sacred.